Like Mardi Gras and jazz, voodoo is a part of New Orleans. It blends elements of African religions, Catholicism, and the Pentecostal church, and its practitioners took their faith with them as they fled their city and their spiritual center. NPR's Neda Ulubi reports on how they're doing.
Ava K. Jones is a lifelong New Orleans resident and a Yoruban priestess. She evacuated to California during Hurricane Katrina, and there she continues her spiritual practice.
I pray every day, pouring gin in the crossroads. You know when I have gin?
Besides the distilled essence of the juniper berry, Jones says it's hard to find some of the material she needs. Material sold at shops like Don Glossop's. He recently returned to his voodoo shop called A Botanica.
I'm sitting here in New Orleans right now, three blocks from my Botanica, which is in a middle to lower class black neighborhood that hardly any of my neighbors have returned to the city.
Although the Lower Ninth Ward has reopened, Glossop says most of the homes near his Botanica are too damaged for habitation. And Glossop's store does not cater to tourists. His customers practice various African-based religions.
I have customers who are Cuban. I have customers from Brazil. I have customers from Haiti who were raised in the religions of voodoo.
Many of Glossop's locally born customers practice a sort of vernacular voodoo, less organized religion than folk spirituality. He says those customers were generally from the neighborhoods hardest hit by Katrina.
Which is the birthplace of this African spirituality that's practiced in New Orleans. It was born there. It's continued there from generation to generation, right along with jazz and blues music.
Something else that the blues and voodoo share is their commodification. Even before the tourist shops, the first popular face of voodoo in the United States belonged to Marie Laveau, the voodoo queen of New Orleans. Back in the 1800s, Laveau was a free black woman who provided services to the Crescent City's high society. Her magical exploits remain New Orleans legends. Don Glossop.
I think most scholars would agree that she was probably a greater businesswoman than she was a priestess of voodoo.
Such a scholar is Ina Fandrich, a German-born anthropologist and a Haitian voodoo initiate who studies New Orleans voodoo communities. Fandrich says some have estimated up to 60% of New Orleanians practiced voodoo, but she says it's impossible to know for sure.
Because some people who say they are actually don't do much, and some who are heavy-duty into doing voodoo practices would never say anything about that.
That's because voodoo still carries a taboo. But plenty of voodoo priests and priestesses are outspoken about their religion. Ava K. Jones is singing a Yoruba prayer to Oya, the goddess of the hurricane.
It speaks of Oya tearing down ordered structures, or structures that are outdated, and from the rubble emerges a new order.
Jones says perhaps a greater purpose can be salvaged from the destruction wrought by Katrina. That optimism is shared by Elmer Glover. For 25 years, he ran a Canal Street martial arts studio, but that was not his main business.
But I practice more as a bukua, which is a sorcerer or a magician. So people come to me to resolve problems that they may have with relationships, with finances, bad luck. Sometimes drug dealers come to me for help.
Glover's clients mostly managed to stay in touch through cell phone after he evacuated to Lafayette. He's still there with friends, and he's still consulting with clients.
They'll send a fee, and in turn, I'll be able to do the magic for them long distance, as well as send them voodoo baths through the mails, or voodoo dolls, or voodoo oils.
Elmer Glover wants to return to New Orleans, and he believes the city will remain a voodoo center, partly for tourists, and partly for reasons metaphysical.
Voodoo will never leave New Orleans. It's well planted there. There are a lot of people have died there, and because it's surrounded by water, it's sort of like a psychic seaport.
Don Glossop is not so sure. Voodoo is a diasporic religion and therefore resilient, he says. But even before Katrina, New Orleans voodoo, as practiced by people who learned it from their parents and their parents' parents, was slowly dying out. And if the city is rebuilt without encouraging its poorest to return, he says,
my customer base might be looking mighty white if I have a customer base at all.
Neda Ulubi, NPR News.